As David said at the beginning, the slides that you saw were folks that we celebrate and honor and remember this day on All Saints Weekend. People that have been in this congregation. But the truth of the matter is, all of you have experienced, except perhaps these littlest ones, someone that you love that is now with those saints in the great feast, as we call it, the great party, the great celebration, the time that we're all gathered at the river, as the words would be to the song that the flutes played for us. We all have someone that we love and that we miss. And so today, when you remember them because of All Saints Sunday, also think of some neat stories about them. And even if you know a story for each face that you saw on the screen, then thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, thank you for making us with the hearts and the capacity to know one another, to desire to be with others, for the love that grows so great within a heart for another person that you just can't even imagine what the words would be to tell the people in your life that you love, indeed how much you love and appreciate them. Help us slow down long enough, please, to take in to our minds and hearts the relationships that we have and care about. We offer this prayer in the name of your dear Son, who you gave to us for the dearest relationship. In thy name we pray. Amen. You have heard me said, because you know what denomination you grow up in, especially like me, who went from before birth and every Sunday and every Wednesday and twice on Sunday, is that there's always a part of me that remembers and connects to how I was brought up, especially when we come to a day like this, because we never, when I was a child, ever celebrated All Saints Sunday. In fact, that would have been very odd. Any of you, even, you know, growing up, something else, Lutheran, Methodist, any other denomination, including Catholic, do you feel that I am connected to All Saints Sunday? It kind of grows on you, though, because I must just say that All Saints connects for exactly two things that jump out at me, and that is what we're celebrating, those who have passed on before us. Some churches this day will have candles that in the narthex or up front that you can light for any loved one that you want to remember specially with a candle that day. One day we might do that. Another church celebrates by saying, bring a picture of someone that you have loved and lost so that we can all help remember that face. We do that by offering the slides for this congregation and by offering the booklet out in the stained glass window area so that you can see the names and remember and thank God for them. But I must admit, there was probably the first way that I knew about saints was this time of year. And those teams that you look after, those teams that you get celebrate about, those teams like the Saints. I love it. Ooh. I guess I must admit, I don't do too many sports references, but if you keep track of college football at all, and you remember from time to time what college I graduated from, the most unusual, miraculous change of the events has happened. Wake Forest is winning. I took my college study books if I ever went to a football game, to which my sister thought that was just a deceitful, awful thing to do. But it was time well spent in my books. What is a saint? What is a saint? And if you go through the formal looking at what a saint is, the formalities of the process that happens, it is someone growing up in the Catholic Church where you have led an extraordinary life of kindness, extraordinary, so much so that others around you know of your extraordinary goodness and sacrifice. And for many, it was those who died as a martyr. And with that, they began to lift these folks up after their death and name special days after them and to celebrate and remember that they gave their life for the good of the church and for the spreading of Jesus' name. Well, if we did all the slides for those that are the official saints through the years that have been named that, exonerated, canonized that for the Catholic Church, we would start out with a picture of Aaron of Aleth. And then we would go to a picture of Abadiu of Antinoe. And then that would be followed by 1,368 slides and one more. It would end with Zygmunt, I don't know how to pronounce any part of that name, and that would be the 1,371st saint of the official listing, alphabetically, that is. That's how I knew about saints. Someone who gave their life, shed their blood, and who were perfect in every way that you would think of. And as a child, I knew that I would certainly never, ever, ever be a saint, because there's no way I was going to be able to do any of that like they did. We have grown in that understanding, in part because of Martin Luther, in part because I think that we all, Catholic Church and all, began to see saints as something that was more a name of those whom God has saved. That means all of us. There's one church, and throughout their church, I have not seen it, but one tapestry after another of the history of saints and modern day saints, and pictures and tapestries of people in their church, saints of God. Artistic rendering in the modern era has shown that it's a lot of people who are saints from all walks of life, and so you see quite a mix of pictures that show modern kind of faces. And then it even gets more modern, so that it's even harder to see the faces, to give the impression in the next slide that it is a group of energy with all the different colors, and you can almost see words, some kind of mosaic there. But the pictures that call to my heart the most that talk about saints is by the artist August John Swanson. John August Swanson. And in the narthex, you a year ago as a congregation gave a picture for this church that would remember how much we love you and celebrate this congregation. What is a saint? A saint is this one that is called one of his many processions that he painted. The next one is called For All the Saints. And you can see a mix of ages and faces and times and periods. The one out in the narthex, and as you come in today, it is called The Procession. And it starts at the top historically with biblical characters, and it keeps going through different Bible stories and the tiny pictures all through that painting in the hallway. And it shows that we are saints, connected to saints before us, connected to saints before them. We're saints not because we have shed our blood, given our life. We're saints only because we are saved by the grace and mercy of God. We are saints. So look to your right now. See that face that's closest to you. Look to your left. You are looking to your right and to your left. You are looking at a saint. Now look to your right again. And look to your left again. And you are looking at sinners. Just wanted to bring us all back down, you know. Give our focus right back where it should be. In other words, just like with the children that were such good sports with me, guys. Thank you very much, Jonas and James. Appreciate that. And so here are the verses that are meaningful to all of us in the book of Hebrews that says, we are surrounded by a great cloud of people whose lives tell us what faith means. So let us run this race that we have now set before us. Let us never give up. Let us remove from our lives anything that would hinder us. Let us know that we in our run are surrounded by this great cloud of people whose faith, whose lives tell us what faith means. To these children, to one another, your lives, tell them and tell each other what faith means. You are saint. Thank God we are not ever left at being a sinner, but we are saint. And that's part of and I apologize if it keeps going in and out in a moment. I may say and switch to the other mic. But look at these whimsical look at saints of today. We have the admin down in the office. We have the sexton. We have a treasurer. We have the communication director. We have the minister of music. In other words, the people around you. And if you think about different people at your work that go the extra mile and then some, you just may have some incredible people around you. Or maybe you're that incredible person, showing what faith means in their lives. We are in this time of, we're calling this year in the stewardship, we are blessed. In all that looking around at one another, we are blessed with each other. We are blessed to have this church. We are blessed to be here. Among the saints that you just saw on the slides at the beginning, one that passed away this year was Mestiel Vogt. We would see her sitting in the choir loft, and she was so faithful. If she was alive and well and in the country, she was there on Wednesdays and Sundays. See, she was a teacher, a German teacher, for many years in Fayette County. She was one that as a school teacher, any school teacher will tell you that someone's attendance in a classroom makes a difference. They have an easier time learning and remembering. Plus, they make a difference to the different people in their class. The person to your left, if they're not sitting there in their classroom, then you're missing that connection with another person as you're trying to learn this language or whatever the topic. She took that to heart in every part of her life. Why would she be an example that would jump to my mind about the importance of just being here, of showing up? You see, 5 years before her death, she was struck with pancreatic cancer, advanced stage. And yet she kept pushing for as long as she possibly could take a deep breath. She was here because it was important to her. But she also knew it was important to the rest of us. I think most of all, she kept showing up for us. There's another one that you saw his face, Bob Owen. And if any children particularly remember, Bob Owen was the one that was in the narthex on a Sunday morning, and he'd have a little pin light. And just to delight children and the rest of us, he'd show that pin light. And then particularly when Ann Bowman was training a dog to be a help dog, is that he would do that and the dog would just chase after the little red light. And if he delighted someone, then he'd pull out of his pocket a peppermint of choice. See, Bob Owen was just by nature of his heart such a giver. And then those that serve, while you could look at every single face, I imagine, that it's at least since 1998. I cannot speak for the ones that died before 1998. You'd have to talk to John. He knows those and the kinds of things that they would do to serve. But you don't have to just look at those slides. Continue to look at each other. Jane Troy and her magnificent team. Not only the backpacks, not only the sandwiches and backs and things at summertime, but all through the year. Just like we have out in the narthex now. It's important, these parts of our life. For you see, stewardship this year, if we want you to get anything, passionately want you to know that stewardship, yes, it's about the dollar sign and money, because we do have to keep the lights on and support things that we need here. But it is more than that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's our lives. It's our whole lives. And so we bring up now to finish our thoughts of this sermon out with Eric Jakubowski. And if you have ever thought that it is dull being a part of a stewardship team, then you need to hop on this one, because it is nothing at all that's dull about it with Eric. Come on up.
much. Hey, good morning.
I just was pushing my step so because you didn't need that if you stepped up there.
Good morning, everybody. As Miriam so perfectly brought into focus in our sermon today, stewardship is so much more than just once a year showing up and giving money to the church. It's stewardship involves not only financial stewardship, but it's stewardship of our body, of our mind, of our family, of the environment. There's so much more than all that. And you can see the Bible proclaims in several places that everything that exists in the world belongs to God. We therefore are just called to be stewards of God's resources for that. And you can see in here there's several places that show how we are called to be stewards of God's resources in there. And pardon me, from some in here, to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have more than enough. More than enough. That leads into our theme for this year, blessed with plenty in 2020 for next year. And some more of these in here just show how we are to have cheerful hearts as we give back just a portion of our resources, whether that's our time, our talent, our spiritual gifts, or maybe even some of our financial gifts to the Lord. So stewardship, it's not just about giving the money. It's about giving everything. Or as Pastor Fritz would say, it's about everything we do after we say, I believe. So wow, when I started thinking about this, it kind of blew my mind from going about stewardship is just money to stewardship can be encompassing so much more. So help me, I'm a Marine. We usually use colors crayons to color it, so to kind of dumb it down for me. We came up with the theme, the icon for this year, which you can see on the right there, and how we can make stewardship a way of life for us this year. What we want to do is we want to each individually commit to a bottom-up foundation. So we want to attend. Just you being here, as Pastor Miriam said, yes, it helps you, but it also helps everybody else in here to fellowship with fellow believers of Christ. We want to grow ourselves personally through either Bible studies, daily devotions, gift groups, whatever it is, so we have the strong foundations ourselves, so then we can start to give back and blossom and be fruitful for the Lord. And finally, we want to serve. We want to bring others into the love and fellowship of Christ. So what's going to happen over the next year, because this is going to be a big campaign, is we're going to time some events with the calendar events on there. So January, February, most people are making resolutions. So we're going to talk about stewardship of yourself, basically, your body, your mind. And whether that's you want to lose weight, you want to read more books, you want to whatever it is you want to do, we're going to talk about each of those things. Springtime, we're going to start talking about stewardship of the environment in there, and you can see as it goes on. And we'll talk more about each of these throughout the year. So, bottom line for all this, stewardship packets are available in the back. Today is the last day to pick those up. Please bring them back by the 17th of November. And in the packet, there's a number of ways to show you how you can do that. If you give electronically, still, please fill out the packet for us. As you can see up there on the screen, last year only about 30% of our congregation filled out the packet. As you can imagine in your home life, if you only knew where 30% of your finances were going to come for the year, or 30% of the help you needed in your business or at home, there could be some difficulty with that. So please respond back to this. And just I'll throw one other reminder in there. Remember in May, you all sitting here, this congregation voted to increase our budget for this year. So if everybody gives the same amount as last year, that's not going to quite work out for next year. But thank you so much for this. We're going to talk two more weeks about some other functions of stewardship throughout the year. And of course, I look forward to talking to any of you individually if you'd like to get in and help plan some of the great events we'll have coming over the next year. Thank you very much.